Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. In what way does God bring a man who was born in Alabama to Hawaii? And that man became a Christian after being a Buddhist. This is the story of Jack Waters and a little-known Christian program that led to his reading the New Testament Bible with fascination. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio program, well, dear friend, is to lead you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus who touched the heart and life of Jack Waters, the same Jesus who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose from the grave. And the living Christ, who has renewed and transformed the life of Jack Waters, well, he is here calling out to you. Our question is, will you open your heart to him? Will you receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? We believe this is a special moment for you as the Lord speaks through the story of Jack Waters. Open your heart to Jesus. Will you do that? That's our hope and our prayer. Jack Waters is the operations manager at Salem Media of Hawaii. He's been in Christian radio for nearly 40 years. Jack, welcome to our show.
Danny, it's so good to be with you, to be on this side of the microphone for once.
Where did you grow up? I mentioned Alabama where you were born, but take us back. Where?
I actually grew up all over the place. Was part of a military family. My father was a career Air Force man, and met my mother while he was stationed here in the islands. They got married and went back to Alabama, where his family lived, and I was born there. But we've moved everywhere from Massachusetts to Florida, from Newfoundland to Okinawa, and a number of places in between.
How many children in your family?
Well, there were nine of us altogether. I'm the oldest boy. I have two older sisters. And so it was always interesting when we were traveling. You know, it was just like a little tribe. We would just keep coming out of the bus or climbing out of the car.
Another one. What was it like being the oldest of five boys?
Yeah, I tried to, impose my will, if you will, as I can remember growing up many times. I look back on my experience and I have to admit, I was kind of spoiled because I was my father's first son. Mm-hmm. And so with my other brothers, we always had fun playing together. And those were the days when, you know, when children played, they went outside. You know, they found things to do. They created their own toys, their own, games. And so we had fun because we were our little tribe, five boys and four girls. But I can remember times when I tried to impose my will on on my brothers.
You traveled across the United States, different parts of the world. So after returning to Hawaii, Jack, 20 years of travel, where'd you miss most?
Well, my father moved back here, brought my mother home to where she was born. She was born in La'ie, in the house. And she moved away with my father and traveled all over for 20 years. And she appreciated life as a military spouse. But when it came time for him to retire, she was ready to come home. And he made sure that he honored her and brought her home. And they lived here and built a home here back in the islands. But when they moved, it was just at that point in my teenage life when it wasn't such a good move for me. I was about in the 11th grade and just, I guess, coming into my own as a teenager, had a lot of friends. At the time, we lived in a little town called Benton outside of Shreveport, Louisiana, and just had a wonderful time there. So when we moved back to the Hawaii, even though my mother was local, I actually hated the move. Ended up graduating from Leilahua High School, but really didn't make too many friends. And by the time I graduated in 1972, I really can't remember too many friends. Didn't attend the prom, haven't attended a class reunion since graduating, because I didn't know anybody. I kind of isolated. Mm-hmm. So it was a difficult time for me.
In this difficult moment, when did your a yearning or a desire begin to identify broadcasting as something that you might want to do?
Well, that was, that seed was planted, if you will, when I was going in the 11th grade at Waipahu High School at the time. And I remember they had a career day, and a gentleman came to talk to our class who happened to be in radio. And me and another couple of other guys, actually, it seemed kind of fascinating to us. And he actually invited whoever was interested down to come and sit with him during a show. So we took him up on that. And from the time I stepped into a radio studio, I just loved it. The music, of course, it was top 40 radio. The music, the atmosphere, you know, kind of the, quote, celebrity status back then, mm-hmm. of a radio announcer. And so it was something I kind of got interested in and actually went to a small broadcast school to try and learn that skill, learn that as a career.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, that was something I hadn't even thought about. My mother and father really didn't make religion too much a part of our upbringing. My mother's Catholic, and my father was, I think, Church of Christ. And growing up, the only time I can remember going to church, actually, was in Alabama. We went with Grandma because she would promise us Dairy Queen ice cream after church. And so
that would have gotten me to go too.
Yeah. Sorry. I said, okay, I'll go to church as long as we stop by the Dairy Queen after. But other than that, there really wasn't a religious upbringing. So it really wasn't something that I was even consciously thinking about. But it just so happens that part of my job when I first got started in radio was to, usually in radio back then, you started on the weekends running the graveyard shift, playing programs, and so that's what I was doing. And the program that I played on the weekends was the Scott Ross Show. And it was an unusual program because he played top 40 secular music, but he had a Christian message. And so it really was a Christian program, but it was geared toward secular stations. So we played that, and I can remember many nights, you know, this was played at from midnight to 6 in the morning. It's kind of hidden away. Mm. And I can remember playing it and listening to it, and every now and then he'd say something that caught my attention, and he talked about Jesus coming back, and I'd never really heard about that. Didn't really know who Jesus really was. Heard the name. And I look back on it now, and I know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the Spirit of God used that broadcast to grab my attention. Because something was, I want to say it was more than a curiosity. It was kind of a prompting, a desire to find out more of this Jesus that he said was coming back. And so that's where it started.
A prompting, a yearning, something deeper within, within the heart. I'd say even within the spirit, the quickening of his spirit. Whose spirit? Well, Jack Waters' spirit. But someone was doing work in his spirit. The spirit. The spirit. What spirit, you say? Well, the spirit of God. I think as we think about and hear and listen to Jack Sharon, and this all happening in a not a Christian station, but a small station, a little known program, playing top 40 music. When we come back from our break, more from Jack Waters and his story of a story of fascination, a story that touches the heart, a story that changes a life. And through that life, his life, that was changed by Christ, a life that has touched the hearts of millions. Stay with us. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Jack Waters says, I'm most passionate about the Word of God. I guess because the bare Word was what God used to bring me to believe. Well, let's hear what he has to say about that. Elaborate. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with our guest today, Jack Waters. When we first started the show, Jack says, hey, it's good to be on the other side. Well, Jack has been a role model to me for the decades and going on close to, a couple of decades and more, watching him, hearing him, seeing him. And he is on the other side today, but sharing a message of the heart. You can find out more about this program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Download it. It's a gift to you. And pass it on to a family member or friend. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. So, Jack, you're in the studio. You're actually working this program, the Scott Ross Show. It's like a syndicated program, right?
Yes.
From?
I believe he was out of Florida. So it was a program that was distributed to different top 40 stations around the country. It was very well done. I mean, the music was great. So people who normally would listen to our station would feel comfortable with the music. It's just that he inserted these little nuggets that, for me anyway, it kind of opened my eyes.
Well, as your eyes were being opened, what did you do next?
Well, as I continued to hear what he was saying on the broadcast, because I would play his program every weekend, that curiosity deepened, that kind of desire to know more, especially about this Jesus. Now, you have to understand, I was kind of totally in darkness here. Like I said, the only time I can remember going to church was to get ice cream at the end from Grandma in Alabama.
And at this time, was that where you were a practicing Buddhist? Was it at that time?
Yeah, okay. I was at that time. I through a relationship that I was in at the time, the young lady was Buddhist, and I got involved with that. And was very much involved to the point where I actually went to Tokyo to pray at what they called the head temple. And interestingly enough, when I was involved in that particular sect of Buddhism, I kind of thought that I had, I don't know if you would say found God. You could say found that higher source, that supreme being, whatever it is. I thought I had found something, because, you would be chanting for hours on end, and you would hear stories of people receiving things that they had chanted for, and of course, the ultimate goal was enlightenment. So I was kind of involved in that and thought that I had found God. But it was very nebulous. Because basically we chanted to a scroll in a box. So it wasn't a being. There wasn't a personality behind it. There wasn't a face behind it. It was just a path that you went down through chanting to try and reach a goal of enlightenment. And along the way, if you chanted long enough, you would get these benefits, as they called it, things that you chanted for. So that was my experience in Buddhism. And so when I began to read, and this is jumping ahead a little bit, I finally got to the point where I said, I got to find out. So I didn't have a Bible. Didn't know anybody who did.
Did you know Christians?
No, didn't have any Christian friends. And I think I finally asked my sister, and she had a Bible. And it was a Good News Bible. So an easy to understand version.
Good news for modern man.
Good news from, exactly, that was it. It was the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And so I sat down, started reading that, and it's almost like I couldn't put it down. I read the whole thing. Not at once, but I read the whole thing. And I can remember there was just more than a fascination. There was kind of a thirst for that, just to hear more. By the time I was finished reading that, I knew that this man that I had heard about on this Scott Ross show, this Jesus, was who he said he was. And he came to reveal God. And I look back on it now, and I, at that point in my life, all of a sudden, God became personal. He became real. It's like he reached down, and through his son, Jesus, he touched me where I was. And I've tried to follow him ever since. So that's how it started. That's why I'm so passionate about the Word of God, because it was the Word of God. I didn't have a Bible teacher. I didn't know any Christians. I just read the Bible, and I was convinced from what I read there. And for me, the preaching of the Word of God, the sharing of the Word of God is paramount over and above everything else that we do as believers. Because as Paul says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
You were in this studio. You were reading Good News for Modern Man, reading the New Testament, reading the Bible. When you experienced this clarity and conviction that that you had it, and it began to grow. At what point, Jack, did you say, here I am in this realm of broadcasting, I may need to make a shift, or is there a transition that might have to be made? Did something like that happen, and if so, how did that take place?
It took place gradually. The more I read, the more I realized, I can't really feel the same about the music. You have to realize this is kind of the early 70s, and a lot of things were going on in society, and it was reflected in the music. And it came to a point where I said, I can't really, you know, get wholeheartedly behind this music anymore. And so eventually I ended up leaving radio for, I think it was about 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
What did you do in between?
Different things. I can't remember now, but I just went back to a regular 9-to-5 kind of job.
How about theology? Where did that come into play, your study of theology?
It came later, after I had gotten plugged into a church. When I finally came to the place where I believed in Jesus. I wasn't really sure what that entailed.
Well, because you didn't have Christian friends.
No.
Even before that, right?
No.
Before all this took place.
No, I just believed. Didn't know where that was going to take me. And so I remember one day, we lived up in Wahiawa at the time. I remember one day going into the Salvation Army up there. The old Salvation Army, not where it is now. There was a guy with a lady, and I think it was two kids, standing on the corner there. And he was a sidewalk preacher. And as I passed by, I think he was saying to everybody who passed by, Jesus loves you. And so as I passed by, he said that to me, and I kind of glanced back over my shoulder as I passed by and kind of gave him a strange look and went on in the store. I wasn't even 30 seconds in the store when I stopped and realized what he had said to me. And so again, this is, I don't know anybody else who's Christian. So I walked back out, look him in the face and say, and I said to him, what did you just say to me? And he said, Jesus loves you. And to be honest with you, I don't remember the conversation after that. All I know is I invited him into my house, him and his wife. It was his wife. And they stayed with us for one night. And I can't remember what we talked about. I just know I was thirsty for kind of getting connected with other people who knew about this Jesus. It was later that I got plugged into a regular church. And from there, I began to grow little by little in my understanding.
What was your experience like working for? Well, let me just mention that you eventually worked for the Billy Graham Association, a station owned by the Billy Graham Association. We mentioned the name Billy Graham. Well, actually, at a time like this, as the years go by, and it hasn't been that long ago, but I think the generations to come, there's going to come a point where we're going to need to explain who Billy Graham was. But when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the transition from the conviction growing in Jesus as Lord of your life, Jack Waters, to now a change in your career. Still in radio, still in broadcasting, but for the Billy Graham Association, and right here in Hawaii. I'm sort of excited excited for our listeners, because perhaps some names will come up, maybe even some names of some of the music that you were playing back then, or some artists, because it was a real burgeoning movement in music at the time. You're listening to Jack Waters, our guest today. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Jack Waters, born in Alabama. You say, well, he's living in Hawaii now. Well, in 20 years, Massachusetts, Florida, Arkansas, Louisiana, Newfoundland, Okinawa, traveled all over the country, all over the world, but he's back now. and has been back and has been impacting many, many lives. He's the operations manager at Salem Media of Hawaii. Before our break, he was talking about, well, taking us deeper into the experience of what it was like for him to come to faith in Jesus Christ. Even as a broadcaster, the Lord, the Spirit was working in him and then through him at a secular radio broadcast station. And then he took some time off. But here we are now coming back to broadcasting and how he was in the burgeoning period of broadcasting, not only in Hawaii, Christian broadcasting in Hawaii, but across the United States. The Good Life Radio Show here, Danny Yamashiro, Jack Waters, our guest today. Jack, so take us back. I mentioned Billy Graham before our break. Who was Billy Graham and the connection to the station?
Well, Billy Graham, for those people who aren't familiar with the start of radio here in Hawaii, Billy Graham was actually very instrumental. And of course, Billy Graham was probably the greatest evangelist of our time. Just recently passed away, of course, but his son Franklin Graham has continued on with the ministry. But way back in, I want to say the 50s, there was a little group of servicemen who wanted to put a Christian radio station on the air. And they weren't sure how they were going to do that. They knew that they kind of needed some help putting that together. And they reached out to Dr. Graham because he actually did have a radio station at his base in North Carolina, Black Mountain. And so Dr. Graham, he actually helped them put on the very first FM radio station here in Hawaii, and also an AM radio station. And the FM radio station, you know, today everything is FM, right? That's the most prominent band for radio stations. Well, back then, nobody listened to the FM station. But he also had eventually put on the air the most powerful AM radio station in the American Pacific. 50,000 watts, broadcasting from Molokai. The tower and the transmitter was on Molokai. And it would broadcast into the South Pacific as well as here in the islands. So Dr. Graham was instrumental in making Christian radio possible here. For me, it was in the 80s when I was kind of in a transition period in my life and thought, well, you know, I know how to do radio. Let me look into Christian radio. And so I went to the offices for the Billy Graham stations, which were located on Harding Avenue in Kaimo Key. You remember?
I remember
that facility
very well. That's where I got started.
Yeah, yeah. And talked with the general manager there, and actually, the first interview didn't go very well because I was listening to the station, and he asked me about some of the programs, and I was you know, bold enough to say, well, I don't know about this program. It doesn't sound quite right to me. And we actually, you know, it ended up I didn't get hired initially. 6 months later, I came back, and we were able to work something out, and my career in Christian radio then began.
Some names. What were you playing? What kind of songs were you playing at that time? What artists might some of us recall?
Well, those were the early days, really, of what today is called CCM radio, contemporary Christian music. Back then, there weren't anywhere near as many artists as there are today, but we played all of the popular ones of that time, Sandy Patty, Larnell Harris, Evie Turnquist Carlson, some of the name, the Imperials, you know, but some of the...
Second chapter of Acts?
Second chapter of Acts, yeah.
That would have been Keith Green. Keith Green was...
Keith Green
Songs
was,
of the Shepherd.
Right. We were playing... Keith Green and groups like Second Chapter of Acts, they were kind of the bridge.
Amy Grant?
Amy Grant, right. Exactly. Yeah. I remember looking at the very first album of Amy Grant's and playing, you know, songs like My Father's Eyes.
Mm-hmm. El Shaddai.
El Shaddai, right. And artists and groups like that, they were the bridge between what you would call the traditional Christian or gospel music, the choirs and the quartets and, you know, the solo artists and stuff like that, to what eventually became contemporary Christian music. It was a fascinating time. Now, I'm just overwhelmed by the talent and the variety of Christian music that's out there. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
How would you describe the transition in music, and more specifically, the music, the genres, and the way of, I mean, tying back even with the Billy Graham Association and the evangelistic thrust, how has the music changed in a way that possibly even could be used for purposes of connecting others?
Well, you have to realize in the 70s, of course, you had the Jesus movement. And Chuck Smith and others who followed him were kind of the spearhead of almost a significant move of the Spirit and building up of the church and impacting young people. Chuck Smith was part of that group that, you know, they would go to the beach and talk to the surfers. And I remember listening to Chuck Smith when I first became a Christian and appreciating his ministry and what he shared. And so the music began to reflect that. It began to, in some ways, target that younger demographic.
So this would have been Maranatha music?
Maranatha music, yeah. Maranatha music, that was kind of the music of the Calvary Chapel.
Praise group. One, praise two,
right.
Praise
they went up
three,
to 15, 16. I can't remember how many there were, but it was great music. It would be what we today know as praise and worship music, because it kind of reflected the music that was being sung in the church. But then you had other artists that were coming up, solo artists and groups that were beginning to rival anything that you would hear in the secular world. Just the production value, the quality of the music, the quality of the songs. It really was a blessing to be a part of that transition.
Jack, how did you grow? How did you change? How did God work in your life as a man of God in the process of these years now? I'm thinking about Maranatha music. Then you got Integrity Hosanna, these movements just change, and the radio and the songs that you're playing. How did you change in that process?
I'm still changing. I'm still learning. And I have to be honest, it hasn't always been a smooth journey for me. As a matter of fact, not long after I became a Christian and got involved in a church and really started trying to live my life as a believer in Jesus Christ, I was kind of blindsided. The relationship that I was in ended. And it was something that kind of devastated me to the point where I kind of went off the deep end for a while. Actually, this was before the Billy Graham my time in radio with Billy Graham. I got back into secular radio, got into drugs for a while there, simply because I kind of wasn't prepared for the attacks of the enemy, if you will. And got very discouraged and went back into the world until I woke up one day and looked in the mirror, and I'd been doing drugs for a few days there, and I was tired, I was worn out. I looked at myself in the mirror and almost didn't recognize myself. I had black circles around my eyes, and I realized then that, well, Jack, either you can keep going down this road and it's just going to get worse, or you can go back to the one who saved you. And so I did. I left all of that behind, just quit the drugs, quit, you know, doing the things that I knew I shouldn't be doing, and came back to God. And I've been following him ever since. So I just wanted to put that caveat in there. Sometimes you have to be aware, even as believers, that you're going to really face challenges. Hopefully there's a pastor or an evangelist who prepares you for that, to recognize it when it comes.
You're talking about these blindside moments that happen. Someone listening today could be swept off their feet. They were blindsided. Someone is very near being blindsided and then doesn't know that it's coming. It could be in the form of a relational change that will sweep someone off their feet in a way that is such devastation that it could seem like a pandemic. Or it could be a pandemic that sweeps someone off. But Jack Waters, you know what it's like to go off the deep end, as you say. When we come back from our break, I think this will be the time where we need to talk more. Because I think this perhaps will speak to the hearts of people in another dimension, a deeper way. And perhaps we could have a time of prayer for that dear one right now who's listening, wondering, like you said, is there a pastor? Is there an evangelist? Is there a radio station that I don't even know why I touched the dial? I don't know why it, I mean, by all means, it might have just moved by itself in some mysterious way. But is God speaking to me? Is God there? Does God care? Does God still love me? Kind of like a man out in Waiowa, preaching on the side of the street saying, Jesus loves you. You're listening to Jack Waters, Heart to Heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, he says he didn't know what to do next after he became a believer, but God brought in some various ways people, even a street corner preacher out in Wahiawa that told him that Jesus loves you. I'm speaking of none other than Jack Waters, as Jack is with us today, sharing heart to heart in his, sharing with us his story. But even in these early days of his faith, after having read the raw Bible, there came a point where he was blindsided. And he wishes, he says, that someone would have helped him. Maybe there was a pastor or an evangelist that could have been there to help him avoid derailing in the way that he has. Well, I think today this is the opportune moment for us to perhaps be that pastor or be that evangelist here at the Good Life Radio Show, be that radio program, as Jack Waters shares. This program is available to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. This and other shows of topics of all varieties, but centered on the person of Jesus Christ, who has touched and sustained Jack Waters. So Jack, as we go back, what is it that you wish was there? Who or what kind of help you wish were available for you that could have kept you from derailing?
Well, in my early Christian life, there the pastors that I listened to, you know, they would talk a lot about the Christian life and how to live the Christian life, and you know, the gospel, and but you know, there's a place in the writings of Paul where he says to his readers, "We are not unmindful of the devil's schemes." I was at that time totally unmindful of the pitfalls, the snares that he seeks to lay at every step almost for the believer. Now, as a believer for, you know, 40 plus years, I understand those, but back then I didn't. So when, and I'm referring to a first marriage, when that came to an end, because I had decided to become a Christian, and in all fairness, it wasn't only that. It never is just one thing. But when I decided to become a believer, that was like kind of the last straw, and that marriage ended, and it was devastating to me. I just wish I had been aware a little bit more of how the enemy seeks to undermine your faith, how he seeks more than anything else just to turn you away from relying upon Jesus, even in the difficult times, especially in the difficult times, because it's easy to sing praises to God. It's easy to acknowledge God when everything is going right. What believers need, what I needed back then, was instruction on how to trust in God even in the most difficult times.
Someone today who is questioning, someone today who is unaware, how do you, Jack Waters, how do I, how does one trust in God in the most difficult times?
Well, You know, there's that scripture that says the goodness of God, the kindness of God leads you to repentance. And so when I finally came to my senses, you know, like the prodigal son in the pigsty, when I finally, after going off the deep end for a while there, when I finally came to my senses and I came back into fellowship with the church, the Father was still there. Jesus had paid the price. I knew that. What he had done on Calvary even covered my stupidity. And so that goodness, that kindness helped me realize again, this is where you need to be. Because I knew there was no other God. I had been convinced of that years earlier. Paul says, we know that an idol is nothing. I understood that now. The scroll that I used to bow down to, it was nothing. It was nothing more than a piece of paper and a philosophy that man had developed in his darkness. But when you come to know who the true and living God is, if you really, really come to know who he is, you recognize that there's no other God that you can turn to. And the fact that he is like a father who has open arms, like the father in the story of the prodigal son who has open arms, he just doesn't wait on the porch. He runs to meet you as you're making your way back.
He runs to meet you.
He runs to meet you. When you realize that that's what God is like, turning back to him is the only thing that you can do. And it's the best thing that you can do. And it's the only answer to the heartache, the confusion, the loneliness that you feel. It's the answer, turning back to God. I realized that, and that's what I did.
Someone today is wondering, can that be me? Can, Jack, someone might say, I may have gone even beyond Jack Waters. Is there hope for me? Or someone might be saying, well, he's just like me. Could God restore me? Is the Father really running to me if I repent? What would you say? And could we pray for that person? We've got about 3 minutes, Jack.
Oh, you may have done worse than me, but the God that sent his only son into the world to die for the sins of the world. It's like scripture says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I'm always marveled when I read verses like that, because it's like God always gives exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. His grace is like that. So no matter what you may have done, God's grace is more. No matter the sin you may have committed, the blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient. And the good news, the best news of all, God isn't stingy with his forgiveness. God isn't a God who sits up there and says, okay, I'll welcome you back, but you better not do that again. God is a father who realizes that you are his child, and he wants you back. And all you need to do is turn around and start on that road back to your father's house, and you'll find that even before you get there, he's already on his way to meet you.
Jack, could you lead in a prayer for this dear one whose heart is turning even now?
Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, Lord, we come before you and we say thank you so much for all that you have done for us in your Son, Jesus. More than we could ask or think, you've provided everything, Father, that we need for forgiveness, for redemption, for our peace and security for now and in the future. I thank you, Father, for what you did in my life. Even when I had turned away from you for a time, you were still there. You were still guiding me by your Spirit and drawing me back. Thank you, Father, that because of your grace and because of what Jesus has done, you welcomed me back with open arms. For that person who may be listening right now, Lord, who has gone through a difficult time, who has gone through a trial, who maybe has done things that they're not proud of, Father, I pray that your Spirit even now would touch them to realize that you're there waiting for them to turn their hearts toward home. And in the turning, you will already start on your journey to meet them, to welcome them back. Thank you, Father, for grace, which is greater than our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jack, thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you for your ministry, all that you've done these many years. It's been a blessing to be a part of that.
And you've been every much a part of what we've, by God's grace, have been able to do, Jack Waters. We've been able to do it together. Thank you. Touching words from Jack Waters. You know, my friend, God's timing, even as Jack's, will very well resonate. God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, as we have with you today. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support, your prayers, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 68:5, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Jack Waters. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Suzanne Maurer, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave